here with Devils player coach Andrew Lord after a defeat to the Sheffield Steelers. And Andrew, that was a tough one to take.
Yeah, it wasn't our best by any means. You know, tons of credit to them. I thought they played extremely hard. I thought they battled hard. They blocked shots. They came at us with a ton of speed. And, you know, we to a man, we just weren't good enough, to be totally honest with you. There were glimpses of it, but to beat a team like that, especially in their rink, we need everyone and then some. And we just didn't quite have it tonight.
I suppose the question is going to be on every Devils fan's lips. Any update on Ben Bounds?
Yeah, I think he'll be okay. He's a little hobbled there. That was obviously very frustrating. It's tough, very tough, you know, that juncture of the game. But it is what it is. And, you know, we got a great medical team. Fortunately, here we have a full week. So, you know, we'll get him on the mend and hopefully get him back ready to rock.
Did you feel in the second period there was any targeting of the Devils' netminders? There were a couple of collisions. They might have just been game situations, but obviously it was a little bit unfortunate.
It's a tough one. I mean, I think Sheffield, to a man, they played extremely hard. They played very physical. They obviously had a game plan to get under our skin a bit. And, you know, I don't think we handled it as well as we normally do for whatever reason. We'll obviously address that this week. And you know, I saw it looked like their guy shoved, you know, our D-man slightly, but I'll have to look at it on the tape. I don't think it's overly fair for me to comment. It happened so fast, and I don't think anyone would go out and deliberately try to hurt a player. As intense as the rivalry is, I don't think either side tries to do that. But yeah, we got to get back to work this week.
To that point, for the first time I can remember in a long time, and it doesn't happen much in 3 years you've been in charge, it seemed that the Devils perhaps reacted a little emotionally to calls that were made against them tonight, and that certainly surprised us in the gantry. That's not really an Andrew Lord team.
No, absolutely. We've already addressed that. That doesn't happen here. I was extremely frustrated by that. We've been great this year, keeping our emotions under check, and, you know, it's useless being like that. It just doesn't help us in any way. It just gets us distracted, gets us our minds off of what we need to focus on and do out there. And it is a huge learning lesson this time of the year.
I guess you've got another tough decision. Guy Doucette sat out tonight. You know, you've got to think about loading up next week, possibly with him coming back into the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have a good look back at it. We'll see where everyone is, you know, health-wise and all that. Unfortunately, we have a long week here. We got a lot of work to do, and we got to come back much stronger.
The Devils teams under you always respond to a little bit of adversity. After losing here tonight, you expect to come back with a very strong response next Saturday.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's just frustrating because I think, you know, I'm not sure what was in everyone's minds, but you know, to beat a team like this again, no matter what the stage or the standings or whatever it is, it's got to be a full team effort and a 60-minute effort, and that just wasn't the case tonight. And you have to battle more than ever. And I just felt, you know, it was, you know, 5% there. We just didn't quite have it, and we're going to take a good hard look at it and come back stronger, like you said.
Well, Andrew, as ever, we thank you for joining us straight after the game. Thanks for your honesty.
Thanks a lot.